My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin's scammer Belinda a woman or a man? We're still trying to figure it out, so listen and enjoy.
So she goes, what will you be getting me on my birthday?
I love you. Where's the money?
I go, all right, time for me to go.
Big good present.
Big kiss, gentle shoulder rub, and a playful grab of your butt.
That's what you're giving her for a birthday.
That's what I wrote her. I go, you sure are forward. What would you like? She goes, okay, give me some time to think about what I will like. I go, okay, hon, I'll do my best. It's not for lack of want. She goes, okay, see you. I go, honey, I want you to know I will try my best. Whatever I fail to deliver now, I will more than make up to you when we are together. She goes, okay, that's nice to know. Son of a bitch, they're going over there.
Yeah, they're going, ugh. Ugh.
Then she goes, thanks. I go, are you upset? She goes, no, I'm not. I go, okay, good. I have a long trip and thoughts of your full lips will keep me company. She goes, okay, safe journey. I go, thank you, doll.
Tom says she responded, I can't wait to club you.
We're going to Club Med.
No, I'm going to club you.
Going to Club Med, I have a club sandwich.
You're going to be med for your club.
Yeah. I'll just go to the pharmacy. I'll tell him when it hurts.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
He'll treat the pain.
There's a guy behind you with a machete in his back.
We'll solve that off with your head. Yeah. She goes, see you when you get to New York. I go, okay, love, that will make the trip easier. Time to get on the yak.
Yak always funny. Yeah.
She goes, okay. She goes, see you, bye. I go, bye. I go, so you never told me what you would like for your birthday, and we are out.
Oh, look at you.
What?
So you never told me what you wanted for your birthday. She needed time to go think about what she wanted for her birthday. She didn't have it already.
Well, the bosses aren't here right now. But I'll have to take a message.
But you want to know something? She went all girly on you, where I don't think it's a guy just for that reaction. That's like such a knee-jerk girl reaction.
It does seem like she's into me.
You know?
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that.
I think a little
bit.
You find that hard to believe.
No, but the thing is that it was just like such a knee-jerk reaction. What do you get? Because it's something a guy wouldn't say.
Yeah.
Or a guy would say, but wouldn't say it in that phrasing.
Well, I mean, we've already established pre-show that women around their birthday will tell you what they like.
Yes.
So,
And the man will go get it.
Poor Belinda was talking to the wrong schmuck.
You know what? Yeah,
she would have had better luck with Richard.
She would have been on the lap of luxury.
She would be getting everything she wants.
Yeah.
Sorry, doll. You got me. You didn't get stupid. So, but I agree. More girly. I think she did want to talk to me.
Yeah.
So it's picked up. Business is picked up.
We're all cordial. Look at it. We're all pals again. Everything is lovey-dovey.
Likes my playfulness.
Yeah, and Sharu says her handlers must not be listening because she didn't have a ready answer for what are you going to get me.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true, and she was more free.
Yeah. And Lisa says she's so into fake Davin.
Does Lisa really mean that, or is she just saying it?
I don't think she's being smart. I think she thinks that...
Do you think Belinda likes me or just likes me?
Look at you.
Maybe we could pass notes to each other in class.
What are you, 12?
More or less.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I hope she does. I hope there's love. I would hate to think this is all a scam.
Lisa says she's looking for money in a big shiny rock.
What, Joe?
I hate to think this will all be a scam. Like, well, what am I doing?
But once again, we go back and forth. Just go. That's what makes Belinda so fascinating.
Fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. With that whole thing, now, like, conversation is being more cordial.
Yep.
And like I said,
I don't think cordial's the right word. I think affectionate,
well,
Joe.
All right. Yeah. We'll use the term affectionate, but it's gotten back to affection. I mean, it was about as fun and romantic as when the creditors call about 2 weeks ago, you know?
Unlike the porn we wrote once back.
And like I said, that was a very knee-jerk girl reaction. So, you know, now you're back. Now where you figure, it's a guy, man. Well, there's still the money thing, though.
There's always pushes for money in there.
Well, you know, got their agenda, we got ours,
you know? It's kind of like business is business, but I think there's real feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there is, too.
I think me and her are on the same with that. We're both doing business. but we both have feelings.
Right.
I like talking to her.
Yeah.
You know, I've told her things that have been going on in my life and everything. I enjoy talking to this person. She probably enjoys talking to me, whether she loves me or not.
Right.
Who can tell?
The chat thinks that she's into you. That, you know, she likes you anyway. You're entertaining her.
Which is a pretty major score, because if you think about it, most victims bore the scammers to death.
Yeah.
And they just don't get, which makes it a lot easier for them to do work.
Right. Like I said, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but I've been saying this from the get-go, where there's certain things you look forward to during the day. There's a girl, you know, the girl that works one of our other websites, like Talk and We'll Talk. And
somebody's getting a watch. Does she want a new dress?
She might be coming out to, because she's in Pennsylvania. She might be coming out to the show. So she, you know.
Oh, good. I look forward to hearing about her in the coming months.
Yes, but no, but still, the fact remains. God, I lost my train of thought. you're the one thing you look forward to talking during the day. Out of all the other marks, you know, it's the
but
same.
But this is much
stuff.
Different. It's very interesting to do the contrast of October 2012, which is what Joe and I are working on with the clips.
Yeah.
It's very so what those were just so sex. It's just such a different
crazy.
Tone.
Yeah.
Talk about entertaining.
But she was see the thing about those, because I'm like heavily into those right next. I'm doing all the editing.
Well, you like a wet ass.
This is when it was Agnes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. The whole dynamic in a way changed when she revealed herself to Belinda. But I do have it on. The show, the September 23rd, well, actually, I think it's the show that I'm working on right now, she did mention a friend, Belinda.
Yes.
Yeah, you said that.
On
and
that.
That's
and
like,
I do
oh
have
my
it on
God.
My notes. I have to look at my notes. I think it's coming up soon.
Well, now, Tom says, hold on. I'm still not convinced. So I said, duly noted. You know,
You don't get a prize for this, Tom. Don't be a prick.
No.
Let us enjoy our
life.
Duly convinced of what? Tom's not duly convinced of what?
Well, we're all saying that it seems like she likes fake Davin. Not that she's necessarily really in love with him, but everybody's saying she likes him. You know, he's entertaining.
He's the most interesting person that she... I will make this statement. He is the most entertaining person that she is dealing with during the day.
Yeah. And
you look forward to that. Because if they're having this life... in Ghana, where they're not happy, they're just struggling to make ends meet and stuff like that. The drudgery of going there and sitting on the computer all day, and this guy is, you know, funny and he's you know, affectionate and this, that, and the other thing, and more interesting than the usual person that they're speaking to.
The usual
it's the high point of her day.
Yeah.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.